brought to you by Avidyne. As a slide-in replacement for the popular 430 Navigators, the IFD 440 from Avidyne is the latest in next-generation, easy-to-use FMS GPS navcoms. Now the IFD 440 offers you a choice, and the choice is Avidyne. And by Bendix King, where we are working to make the pilot's job easier by developing products around safe, simple, and confident operations. Visit us at bendixking.com to see what's new in our product line.
Hello, I'm Glenn Pugh for avweb.com. I'm here at AirVenture 2012 with Acting Administrator Michael Huerta. Michael, thank you for joining us.
It's great to be here. First AirVenture, and it's quite a show.
Now, something that's coming across our desk a lot at AvWeb are questions and concerns about third-class medicals. Most recently, we actually saw a petition came across change.org that sought to bypass the FAA entirely, hoping to reduce restrictions on third-class medicals. Is there any activity at all on this topic within the FAA now?
Yes, as you know, we received a petition from EAA and AOPA asking us to address the issue of the third-class medicals. And at the request of both of the organizations, they asked us to extend the comment period. We have received a lot of comments. We had originally had it open for about 30 days. They asked us to extend it by another 70. And so it's open right now. We're getting a lot of comments, and we will take them all pretty seriously and decide what to do from there.
I suppose the big question then is there any way to project a time frame on it one way or the other?
Well, it's one of those things that it depends on the number of comments we get. We have gotten a lot of interest in this, and there has been a lot of people that have written us and provided views and comments on that. And we have to review all of those, and we'll look at them pretty carefully and decide where we go from there.
Now, another topic of interest is drones. Drones are all over the news. We're looking to introduce them into the U.S. airspace safely, effectively. Pilots, I think, are concerned about how that might impact their rights to fly in certain areas, also their safety in the air. How are regulations brewing for that sector of the market?
The FAA Reauthorization Act that was signed by the President earlier this year after passage by Congress asks us to safely integrate UAS into the national airspace system by 2015. We care about one thing, and that is safety. How do we ensure that whatever is done with respect to UAS, that they are safely integrated into the national airspace system? We're not going to make any compromises on safety. We have a lot of work that's underway right now to develop a better understanding of how these particular aircraft operate, what are the factors that we need to consider in terms of how operators are trained, and how these things might be used, what types of airspace they might want to use. Congress has asked us to develop information through the development of test sites, and we have work underway on that. And so the bottom line is this. We recognize that we have an excellent record for aviation safety. We can always do more. In fact, that's why we're here, to really promote general aviation safety. And we're not going to make any compromises on safety. But at the same time, what we want to do is ensure that whatever decisions we make with respect to unmanned aircraft are decisions that are illuminated by data and a good understanding of how these particular aircraft operate.
Well, with regard to general aviation safety, do you have any particular initiatives that you're trying to publicize or make better known while you're here at the show?
We'd like every pilot to do a summer safety checklist, to really take a hard look at how they're operating within the system, making sure that they're doing everything that they can to maintain the highest levels of safety. Overall, we've been working very, very closely with industry. We recognize that a promotion of safety is a shared responsibility. Sure, we're the regulator, and we're responsible for developing regulations, ensuring compliance with them. But at the same time, every pilot has a professional responsibility to, when they take the controls, to be fit to fly. And that is something that we all take very, very seriously. And I know that everyone at EAA and all of our partners in general aviation believe that as well.
Another topic is next gen. Aside from when it's coming, the pricing, I think pilots are most interested in those little boxes that are going to be in their airplanes, how they're going to be regulated, when they're going to be available. How are the regulations coming along for the system, and when do you think we're going to have the foundation set that'll really start rolling out from a manufacturing and commercial standpoint?
Well, there's several factors to it. The FAA has had a project underway to build out the ground infrastructure for ADS-B, and we are on track to be substantially complete with the transmitters and radios being in place by the end of 2013. And then, in terms of enabling full capabilities by 2015, 5 years in advance of the 2020 mandate for being ADS-B equipped. But at the same time, there's a lot of very innovative work that's taking place in industry, and I know that there have been concerns about the cost of equipping aircraft. And just walking around AirVenture today and this week, what we're seeing is that companies are really coming forward with a lot of very innovative products, and what we're seeing is costs going down. And so we're quite anxious to see that continue and to work with them to make sure that we have high-quality products that will enable us to meet the 2020 mandate.
The last thing I think we'll close up with is the acting part of acting administrator. We're all waiting for the day where we don't have to add that part to your title. Do you have any forecasts on what might happen there? Do you have any insights? I know it's not in your control, but what do you know there?
Well, I had the opportunity and the privilege to appear before the Senate Commerce Committee some weeks ago at a nomination hearing, and the senators asked very good questions, and they've followed up with questions for the record. Senator Rockefeller earlier this week advised the intent of the committee to have what's called a markup, that is the committee's action where they send nominations or legislation to the floor of the Senate. And it's not scheduled yet, but I'm continuing to respond to questions that senators might have. Bottom line is this, I'm very honored to have been nominated, and I look forward, if confirmed by the Senate, to working very closely with everyone in the aviation community.
Mr. Huerta, thank you very much for your time. I'm Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Brought to you by ForeFlight, makers of intelligent iPad apps for pilots. Visit ForeFlight.com to learn more about ForeFlight Mobile for iPad. With best-in-class design and backed by fanatical pilot support, ForeFlight Mobile is aviation's most popular app. And by Sennheiser S1 Aviation Headsets. Experience the quiet revolution with groundbreaking digital adaptive noise cancellation technology and comfort features that allow you to fully customize your personal S1.